Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Wheat farmers, here's a variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Graze and Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. To learn more about Showdown, log on to okgenetics.com.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Meat plant illnesses from the coronavirus are still rising despite extensive efforts by the major packers to protect workers. A Washington Post analysis based on public records and news reports shows the number of workers with COVID-19 at Tyson, Smithfield, and JBS exploded from just over 3,000 a month ago to more than 11,000 today. Death surge from 17 to 63. The paper reports some firms responding to the president's earlier order to reopen and spending millions on worker safety. They say there's only so much they can do to keep workers separated, and some workers haven't come back. House Ag Chair Colin Peterson told producers and business leaders in Minnesota last month,
"I think the biggest problem in these plants is getting the workers to be willing to come back. Under, you know, they've got to feel like they're safe."
Ethan Lane at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the key to that goal is more specific testing.
You need to have the workers. You need to have healthy workers. That speaks to the need for testing, antibody testing. You know, let's make sure that those workers that have already come through this process, like any other part of the economy, can get back to work.
But with more workers still getting sick, others don't want to come back, causing even more losses for producers with animals they can't market. The National Pork Producers Council estimates backlogs of 170,000 hogs a day, bringing to more than 10 million the number that would have to be destroyed. Well, in our latest podcast of The Road to Rural Prosperity, legendary state FFA advisor Jack Stats talks with host Ron Hayes about his lifelong career in agriculture. Stats is proudly proclaimed Here by the Owl at state FFA convention since 2008 and did so at the chapter level for over 30 years before that. Jack's retiring from his role as state FFA advisor and the program manager of ag education in Oklahoma. His teaching career started back in 1973, and he's seen Oklahoma FFA rise in popularity and importance across Oklahoma, reminding us that Oklahoma FFA has the most members of any state based on the per capita state population.
Oklahoma should be proud, because we have the largest FFA membership of any state in the union based on our per capita population. We have usually 27,000, in which when you talk about the number of people we have in our state, that's an incredible number. There are other states that are larger, but when you talk about the population of their state, our percentage is still higher, and we're proud of that fact that it's become such a strong part of the comprehensive school system and the career tech system in Oklahoma.
Stats said he's always tried to make ag and FFA a big part of the school system and the agricultural system in the state of Oklahoma. With the help of the legislature, Stats said they were able to fund 32 new programs for agriculture. If you'd like to listen to the complete podcast with Farm Director Ron Hayes and Jack Stats, you could go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.